I'm Robin Amler of IBS Intelligence. You're listening to the IBS iViews podcast. With me is Jerry Perez, Chief Executive Officer of Interactive Brokers UK. Interactive Brokers have been interactive, well, for almost half a century in trading technology for 46 years, and specifically in the UK, offering online broking and investing since 2002. Very broad brush start, Jerry. How has the technology evolved? What's changed in the last couple of decades?
I always remember a quote that came across to me when I was in university, and it was something to the point of companies that solely focus on competition will die. Those that focus on value creation will thrive. And in order to do that, technology is the precursor. At Interactive Brokers, for over 40 years, our founder, Thomas Petterfee, who has a background in computer science, always believed that the future value creation was based off of harnessing technology, which has been the impetus of our success in now being in over 200 different countries. And what you're seeing today is something where you see a revolution of disruption that is primarily made up of economic conditions, competition, but also the insertion of AI, machine learning, or new technology capabilities. That goes into the point where technology fits in to benefit the customer, to benefit the marketplace. And I think we're going to see a lot of changes, and we're very happy to be a part of that.
Possibly, I would say the biggest change that happened in your business, apart from the sprinkling of the fairy dust of technology, the biggest change that happened because of that is the growth of self-directed investing and trading.
When it comes to self-investment trading, that is part of our value proposition. We've catered to those individuals that when the marketplace started to change and focus from 1995 on to today, you see a huge growth across the globe where these individuals felt that technology could have offered them the ability to access world markets through Interactive Brokers. More importantly, it was going to be affordable. And that's because technology eliminated a lot of processes, a lot of barriers to entry. And those companies that have been able to transform their business model, like ours, have been very successful. Interactive Brokers all along has been doing that. And it's a habit at Interactive Brokers that technology is the forefront of our strategy to remain ahead of the competition.
What was created was a level playing field for individual investors alongside institutions which hadn't existed before. Looking to the future, and obviously the buzz phrase on everybody's lips in the last year and a bit has been artificial intelligence. How is AI going to change the broking business?
Well, I mean, I think we've just touched on what AI is. I think there's a lot still to find out or crystallize what it could provide. If we're looking at AI, we're looking at the way to boost the efficiency of customers being able to trade seamlessly without having the barriers of being able to diversify your portfolio. And this comes in the fact that customers today could execute multi-asset classes all in one account. They could diversify their portfolio based off of personalized trends or needs with respect to risk or ESG or basically financial goals. And this has a lot of implications of the technology today. If we're talking about AI, it's going to definitely revolutionize how entities like ourselves focus on customer centricity, how we can make that customer experience a lot smoother, how we could enhance the individual to be able to invest, but more importantly, to process the data. There's a huge amount of data that goes through customer screens, and that data is so ample. However, technology is going to allow the user to simplify it to make more informed decisions without having such a bulk of information overwhelm them.
What does that do to the economics of your business? Because it seems to me almost as if everything is going to be there at my fingertips on my keyboard. What do I need a broking business for? What keeps you in the loop? What keeps you in business? What keeps you profitable?
That's a very good question. You need to keep the broker in the loop. I mean, we're effectively an execution-only broker. We are the members to the exchange. We are the members of the clearinghouses, the custodian. So an individual won't have that capability. So you'll need that middle party. But more importantly, that middle party is also there to provide comfort for that individual. That regulation, that transparency, all is encompassed in being able to access these markets. So that broker's lifeline is going to be perpetual, in my opinion, but there will be contraction in the market because technology is something that obviously you should have been involved in maybe 10 years, 15 years when it started boom. I think you're going to see a lot of firms that did not adopt technology as part of their business model find the challenge of trying to transform themselves, and the cost is exorbitant. The resource drain is exorbitant. We have been very fortunate. Again, 40 years ago, we decided to make technology part of our model. It's embedded in our culture. And today, we access these 200 market centers around the world. And we do it with less than 3,000 people. And the reason is technology has allowed us to automate processes, remove a lot of these barriers. And the outcome for our customers is that we offer them an affordable means to access the markets.
What I'm also hearing you saying as a subtext is innovate or die. And if you haven't innovated already, then you're on the watch list.
Those companies that have not taken technology, leveraged it, and this is 10 years ago, 25 years ago, have an incredible challenge in today's world in order to remain sustainable and scalable.
But it's a perpetual motion machine, isn't it? You've got to stay on top of what's changing in technology because it is going to change the business. And you were talking about the prospect for consolidation in the sector.
And at Interactive Brokers, innovation is a habit. We don't sit on our laurels. As a matter of fact, if you compare us to the marketplace, you'll notice that on an annual basis, we give over 25 upgrades to our service, our products, our platform, which is relatively unheard of. And these innovations or these upgrades are among a broad scales of either access to certain markets, better functionality capabilities. And the reason why we do that is that the marketplace is always changing. If we're not adaptable, we're not flexible, and we're not active in creating value on a continuous basis, then realistically, the edge that we've had with technology will evaporate, and that is not part of our culture. So we, again, use technology to keep us ahead, and we drive the marketplace to focus on us as a technology leader to see where this market is going.
What are the major trends you're seeing at the moment?
What we've seen in trends, let me just highlight here in the United Kingdom, you'll see a big trend, maybe because of the economic squeeze, that individuals have started to go more into tax wrapper accounts, like the ISA, the SIP. So we've seen a trend where customers have decided to go into these tax wrapper accounts to make sure they plan for the future. You'll see that in the UK marketplace, regulation like the consumer duty is something that entities like ourselves have to take notice. the consumer duty has been one of the most far-changing points of regulation that you see in the last 15 years. And that means that entities coming into the market have to recalibrate. They have to be customer-centric. That's a big challenge for a lot of entities. The trend is individuals being able to take advantage of these, let's say, platforms, the low cost, but also to be able to trade worldwide markets. We've seen that trend where customers that are self-investing don't want to just trade one market, but they want to trade multiple markets because it's all about diversification. They want to minimize their risk and they want to take advantage of greater opportunities. So in short, the trend is tax wrapper accounts, effectively diversification, trading worldwide markets at affordable prices, and the impact of regulation like the consumer duty.
Jerry Perez, Chief Executive Officer of Interactive Brokers UK, thank you very much.